Hi, this is Mark Brady. I'm the pastor at Anchor Faith Church in Valdosta, Georgia. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. We believe it will bless you and minister to you. Now get ready to receive a word from God.
Just real quick, does anybody have like a torn rotator cuff that's hurting them? As far as I just got that, and so I just want to be obedient and to wear any shoulder pain in your. In your right shoulder. Anybody? Okay. All right. You don't have to come up here. Again, God will take care of it. And so just throughout the message, again, if you get up, if you throw something at me, that's fine. I promise I'll catch it. Okay. I played baseball. And so, but in all seriousness, again, God's going to take care of it. So after today, it's going to be all gone. It's okay. All right. Amen. Amen. So again, we serve a big God. Amen. I believe in laying on hands. Again, that's scriptural. But at the same time, I also believe in the gifts of the Spirit. And so we're going to learn. We're going to piggyback on what Pastor Mark's been talking about as far as the kingdom. And so I'm not going to do what I did against the youth Sunday night. And I forgot to introduce my family. And so I had to sleep on the couch Sunday night. And so yeah. I'm just kidding about the couch. So Maria is my wife, 21 years come August. So we were married at 15. And so, just kidding. And then I got my beautiful daughter, Adele, and then Tobias is in the youth. And so we have Tobias and Adele, and that's it. Praise God. And so we've been doing youth ministry for 25 years. And so it's such a blessing. I love young people, and that's why I'm in front of you right now. And so, somebody asked me just the other day, they go, you know, Jason, why do you continue to work out? I'm thinking, well, it's a great question because I want to continue to dominate my son well into my 70s and 80s. And so, anyway, that's exactly right. So let's get started for tonight. Again, I'm just going to piggyback on what Pastor Mark's been talking about as far as kingdom, because that's who we are. Again, you are a spirit being, right? And just as we learned Sunday, you're a spirit being having physical experiences, right? And so, again, I always like to get started with something funny, so just bear with me. So if you take notes, this is the, this is not funny. This is how God works, is he knew the storm. And he knew what you guys would be facing. I got this message February 19th. And so what's today? The 27th of, is it March? Okay. When you don't work, it's kind of hard to keep up with days. And so we've been on vacation. That's what I mean by that. I do work. And so anyway, that kind of sounded weird. Like, oh, God doesn't work? Yeah. Trust fund baby. That's what I am. A trust fund baby. And so the kingdom of God, protect your peace. But I'm going to basically piggyback on what Pastor Mark's been talking about. Just do a quick foundation, and then we're going to get into how to protect your peace. And so I think this would be a good message. If you don't like it, I like it. And so I'll just preach myself happy, as Brother Hagin used to say. And so anyway, here we go. The awkward moment you start singing before the worship team does. And so I do that. I do that a lot, and so that's why I like that meme. And so here we go. All right, so the Bible, your feelings. And so I always like to do that one because the Bible don't care about your feelings. Amen? I know you guys are taught the word here, but at the same time, you can't worry about your feelings. Your feelings are fickle, aren't they? They are. All right, here we go. So kingdom of God in review. The keys of the kingdom of God, that's Matthew 16, of course, the binding and loosing, as well as to grant access, authority, and permission. I believe this was last week's message. If not, again, I do listen to Pastor Mark. He's a phenomenal teacher, as you know, and you guys are blessed to have an awesome pastor. And I don't take this moment lightly, so thank you, Pastors Mark and Ashley. They pay really good here, and so that's why I'm actually here right now. And so don't let that fool you. And so that's why I'm here. Just kidding. Here we go. So again, last week you learned as far as the kingdom of God, it's to grant access, authority, and permission. Again, we declare what is lawful and unlawful. So again, when you see something that's out of order, when you see something that's not the way it is in heaven, we are, and I love how Sunday night I was talking with Justin. I think it was Justin. Yeah, I want to make sure it was Justin. He made the phrase a change agent. I love that. That's a great verbiage as far as a change agent. We are, say it with me, a change agent. That's who you are. So again, if something doesn't look right in front of you, such as healing, such as a marijuana, I know that sounds like, why are you talking about marijuana? But it's there was 4 acres of marijuana being grown near, some of you may know Chad Gonzalez out there in Jonesboro, Arkansas. He's not there anymore, but that's where he lived several years ago, and they were growing 4 acres of marijuana. It was a big distribution plant there. And he passed it on his way to his church one day, and because you can smell it. And so, long story short, it took him 3 days. In Jesus' name, I command every plant to die in Jesus' name. That doesn't belong in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So guess what happened in 3 days? He sees a sign pop up for sale. So in less than a month, that was completely gone from Jonesboro, Arkansas. So again, this is my point. What you allow, that's what's going to be. So this is why, again, when it comes to kingdom business, you actually, and again, I know you guys are taught the word. Don't allow laziness to interfere with what God wants to do through you. Amen? So again, this is why you got to be aware of who you are, what your position is, and what you possess. Because you do possess the life of God in you. Amen? You are a spirit being. So let's continue. All right. Quote from Pastor Mark. We underestimate what God, what can we... I'm a beat bopper in my second job. That's what I do. I beatbox. And so that's exactly what I do. And so I'm still learning the trade, but yeah, it's a covering. We underestimate what we can do with God, and we overestimate what God can do without us. So again, change agent. All right. Our purpose within the kingdom, again, so we're just laying like just a quick foundation. We take what we've been given, know we have it, use it effectively, and then give it away. Again, we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it goes all the way to 6:1. I apologize for not adding the 6:1, because 6:1, it talks about we are ambassadors. And again, we are imitators of God. And so again, but we see this throughout Scripture. When God made the kingdom, when he made the animals, again, if you look at it in context in Genesis where he begins to make the animals, again, produce after your own kind. And then he's like, you know what? Let's produce something over after our own kind. And the Bible talks about, again, if you read it in the context, when God made man, and again, this is how I picture it. You don't have to picture this with me, but this is how I picture it, according to the word, is when he made mankind, all of creation at that time, because there was angels, they looked down, when they saw Adam, they thinking, which one is God? Is that God or is Adam God? Because it was, again, it was exact representation, wasn't it? So again, if you look at it in context, that's what that means. And so, again, that's what I believe. That's not, again, that's just my opinion of the scripture. Don't tell Jesus I told you, but that's just what I get. And so anyway, what have we been given? And again, real quick, so Matthew 8:10, that also talks about, again, what you freely receive and been given, freely give it away. So again, we see this in context throughout the Bible. So again, what you have inside you, rivers of what? Give away. Give away. Give your joy away. Give your peace away. Give healing away. That's who you are, because you are a what? You're a spirit being, but you are a change agent. Amen. So let's just define what is joy real quick, because this will come back later on just in a few minutes. I just want to define joy. So again, what have we been given? Well, again, if you go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, of course, that talks about the new creation. And then in verse 18, does anybody know what it's in 18, where it talks about? That all things are of God, right? So your joy is God's. Your faith is God's. Your joy is God's. Your faith is whose? God's. So everything that we possess as a born-again believer, everything we possess is God's. God implanted it. He downloaded it into our spirit being. Amen? Okay? All right. So we see in John 15, 11, and then in 24, and again, I apologize. I like using whole scriptures, but just for time's sake, I just kind of shorten it. So please forgive me. Again, this is just to set the foundation. My joy may remain in you. So again, this is red letters. So who's talking here? Jesus, right. So he says, my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be. Then again, skip to 24. Ask that your joy may be. So his will for your life is what? To be full. So again, you give away your joy. Guess what comes right back? Joy. So we reproduce joy, joy, joy. When you're again, do we all have bad moments? I don't believe in having bad days, because days represents 24 hours. If you're having a bad day, then my personal opinion is you need to get saved. Right? Right? Be quick to repent. So, Lord, my bad. I'm sorry. I need to rejoice. I need to rejoice. And we'll look at just in a second. I had a youth leader one time. True story. I served with this couple for almost 12 years. And I'm teaching joy to our youth back home. And I said the exact same thing I just told you. She calls me around 2 o'clock, because we do our youth services Sunday mornings during second service. And she goes, Jason, just want to ask, do you think you were wrong about saying that we don't have bad days? Her name's Sarah. I said, Sarah, no, I don't. I said exactly what I meant to say. And I said it on purpose the way I said it, because I wanted to say it that way. And she goes, well, I believe in having bad days. I said, okay, good. You can keep it. And she goes, don't you need to apologize to our young people? I said, no. I said it the way I wanted to say it, because that's how God sees it. How many scriptures do we have that we're more than a conqueror? He could have just said conqueror, couldn't he? Couldn't Jesus just said, you're just a conqueror through Paul? Couldn't he have just said that? But no, that's not the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that's more than. So, anyway, that one was for free. So here we go. Ask that your joy may be full. All right, here we go. Again, just laying just a quick foundation. Peace. So again, what have we been given? We've been given joy, and we've been given peace. Again, John 14, 27. Again, this is who talking? This is Jesus. My peace. Whose peace? Jesus' peace. So again, my peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Now, again, if you look up that word heart 147 times in the New Testament, 147 times that word heart, and we'll get, I think I put it in there. If not, I'll go and tell you, and then we'll just review when we get there. It's mind, your thought process. That's what that means. It's how you see yourself through your imagination. Heart. Okay? Your imagination is the most important aspect of you, because the imagination allows you to see how God sees it. Amen? So we have to get control of our minds / our imagination. The enemy has perverted it over the years, because that's his inroad as well. Because if he can get you to think stupid things, then you come out of God, because we're hidden in Christ. Is that not what the word says? So if you're hidden in Christ, and if I start thinking stupid things, then I get out of that covering, so to speak. And now I can imagine a fear, anxiety, stuff like that. Right? Do you see how easy it is? This is why you got to protect this. This is why Paul is so adamant about renew your minds. Your thought process. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself more than a conqueror? Do you see yourself as this little wimpy little thing? Amen? All right, here we go. Is everybody doing okay? All right, because I like people smiling at me. I'm selfish that way. Because when you kind of like, you know, who is this guy that Pastor Mark brought in? You know, he's not making me feel good right now. And so, amen. All right, here we go. I love you. I really do. I truly believe this was a message from God for you at this time, this moment, on March 27th. Amen. Here we go. So peace, what is peace? So again, you nerds out there, I did this for you. So it's the Strong's, it's the Greek 1515. I'm not going to even try to pronounce it. Don't even ask. Yeah, it's that word. Probably from a primary verb, whatever that word is, but it means to join. That's what it means, to join. Right? So the word peace means to join. Prosperity, rest, sit at one again. So you guys are smart. You guys are the crazy ones coming out on Wednesday night. And a healthy church has a healthy Wednesday night service or a midweek service. And you guys are a healthy church. So who, just again, let's just play 1 + 1 = 2. So who to join? Who are we joining? Exactly right. We are workers together. Mark 16:20. Right? Workers together. Co-laborers. All right? So we're still good, right? So peace, rest, set at one again. So here we go. The peace of God. So we're kind of putting this together. So the peace of God is not a peace dependent on circumstances, but rather it is his peace in the midst of circumstances. It is the quiet confidence. Say quiet confidence. Quiet confidence. Quiet confidence. Amen. Amen. It is the quiet confidence that God is on our side and will prove we are more than conquerors. Again, when the storm's raging in your mind, how are you going to react? How are you going to respond? Do you have that quiet confidence that we're going to win? It may look bad right now, but I promise you we're going to win. Amen? We're going to win. I saw your daughter just in praise and worship. She's already won. And I don't even know your daughter. Are you Chase? Your daughter's already won. She's already won. So every time you just say, Lord, thank you, we've already won. Right? So, peace. Protect it. Protect it. Amen. Peace. Again, what is peace? Peace and trust work conjointly. I had to look that word up. I'm from the backwoods of Virginia. Conjointly. It's like, what does that mean? I'm not as smart as y'all Valdosta people. And so, you know, Isaac over here, he's like, boy, I knew what that meant. Jeez, Jason. I mean, come on. Conjointly. When we are in his peace, it is because we trust him. A lack of peace is a lack of trust in God. Right? Again, if I had a whiteboard, you could literally put faith equals, I'm a math guy, so I love numbers, but you could put faith equals peace. Right? We could put love equals God. We could put love equals peace. You see how it all goes together. Amen? Peace and trust work conjointly or together. When we are in his peace, it is because we trust in him. A lack of peace is a lack of trust in God. So this, again, this is where your imagination takes place. If you're not there, say, Jason, you know, when I start thinking about this or when I see this image, it gets me out of peace. Okay, then use your imagination to get yourself into peace. Close your eyes and see yourself when you lay hands on that rash, it's gone. When every time I move my knee, it doesn't work right. Okay, well then start seeing yourself when that knee just works perfectly right. And then go run a mile because you want to and because you can. Had a young person. He played golf. He was in our youth department. He was freshman year in college playing golf. It was just a couple years ago. He comes to me because again he's coming on his spring break because they play golf. They play golf in the fall fall and spring. But he's getting ready to do a tournament. He broke his thumb. Whatever that bone is right there. So I shake his hand, and he kind of gave me this little wimpy shake my hand. I punched him in his face. I said, "Don't you ever shake my hand that way." And so I didn't punch him. I know. It's like, this guy lies a lot. So I reach out, and this part I am being serious. I reach out and shake his hand and say, "Colby, nice to see you, buddy. How's golf?" And again, he didn't squeeze my hand. And in our youth department, you got to look a man in his eyes and you shake his hand and you squeeze his hand. We teach that to our young men. It's important, you know? So he didn't shake my hands. Like, what's wrong? He goes, "I broke my thumb." And then I look down. I see it's all jacked up. He's like, "Yeah, I was getting ready to go play some type of tournament, preseason tournament in golf." He plays, he goes, "Well, I can't play now." I was like, "Well, why not?" Again, I know why. But I just want to ask him, how come you're not playing? He goes, "Well, duh, my thumb's jacked up." I said, "Well, why don't you just start playing and just try it out?" He goes, "Jason, you don't understand. I can't bend my thumb." Again, he's like 6'4", six, yeah, but he's about that tall. I said, "Colby, why don't you just squeeze my hand as hard as you can, and I promise your thumb will be okay." So I reached out my hand again, and he shook my hand. I was like, "Tighter, I want you to try to break my hand." God healed him instantaneously. Swelling went away, and so now he could play in his golf tournament. I was like, that's how much God loves you. Right? That's how much he loves you. He doesn't, again, golf. Who cares? I care about golf. I played it the other day. Was it yesterday we played? I can't remember. Gosh, this Georgia time zone, you guys are just weird. So, I mean, geez, come down south and everything just goes south. Literally, it goes south. I know. Thank you, sweetie. Jeez. Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah. Here we go. Gosh. So I said all that to say this. Colby was having a lack of peace. And I had to reposition him in his mind that we can get you there, buddy. True peace is knowing that I am united with God to join. Again, we looked up that word. It means to join. True peace is knowing that I am united with God. And he is actively engaged in my life, causing all things to work together for good according to his will and purpose. And we see that scripture in Romans chapter 8. It's at the end, 28 through 30, if you want to write that in your notes. But that's where we see that. And the prerequisite of that is praying in tongues. So when you pray in tongues, all things work together for those. Amen. So praying in tongues is important as a believer. Amen. All right. So that's the quick foundation. So let's get into, so we have 2 hours. Is that what you said? 10, around 10, 10, 15. Okay. All right. So what is the purpose of peace? All right. So the purpose of peace is to protect, sustain, or keep. Again, if you look up the word, that's literally what it means as far as the purpose of peace, to protect, sustain, or keep. All right? Peace. We're talking about peace. So, How do I protect my peace? So again, did I miss a slide? Hold on. Yeah, here we go. So here's the root of what we're talking about tonight. How to protect my peace. There's three things. By my imagination, we just alluded to that, and we'll get into that here scripturally here just in a second. Rejoice. Again, rejoice. So rejoicing, and then the last one is daily encounters. I know Pastor Mark's been talking about this in his Sunday message as far as daily encounters. That's what he taught. They came up 2 weeks ago to do our youth retreat, and it was such a great teaching. I just was going to add it here because I think it's important to do daily encounters. So you guys are the cream of the crop here at Anchor Faith. So what should follow us as believers? We got signs, wonders, what else? Yep. Pastor Mark, we need to work on that. Sorry for pointing them out a little bit. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So daily encounters. Daily encounters. You know, morning prayer, holy cow, do you guys know how to pray? My word. It was awesome this morning. My word. I thought it was lightning and thunder, but no, I think it was just a lot of the Spirit. Good Lord, my word. So here we go. How to protect my peace. Again, imagination. So we see in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace, again, who's talking here? It's always good to know who's talking, who he's talking to, and in context. So again, we have Jesus talking here. Peace I leave you with you. My peace I give to you. So do we have the excuse that we don't have peace? Do we have the excuse? No, because why? Adam, what does it say? He is given to you, right? So if I give you my clicker, you're going to give it back. Okay. So if I give him my clicker, does he have it now? Okay. Do I have it? Here we go. Thank you. Why'd you spit on it? I just handed it to you, man. Thank you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart... Again, that word heart again, mind, thoughts, or feelings, imagination. Again, that's what the word means, mind, thoughts, or feelings, imagination. So not your mind, thoughts, or feelings be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All right? So again, when those stupid thoughts come, you've got to grab hold, and we'll look at it just in a second because I'm getting ahead of myself, and I always do this, and I'm sorry. So I'm talking to myself. So again, we got to get, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Again, so we saw that just earlier, the mind has to be stayed on him. So again, we're talking about how to protect my peace. The first thing is what? Imagination, my thought process. How do I see God with me? To join. It's God and I. It's Jesus and me. I call them the guys. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're together. Again, Jesus said that tribulations are going to come, right? Because the world hates Jesus. And we look just like him. He's in us. We're in him. So the enemy doesn't like us. But you know what? Who cares? I don't like him either. And we just tear down his kingdom as we go, right? Because if it doesn't look like heaven, what do we, again, do we have the authority to make it look like heaven? Yes, we do. I don't need their authority. I have the authority. You have the authority in your schools, in your job, in your home, right? You do. Again, the reason the enemy has won over the last several years, it seems like it's because a church is not stepping up and doing what God has said us called us to do, right? I know we got some educators in here. Are we good? All right. So again, how to protect my peace? By my imagination. So again, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 6, Philippians 4, 4 through 8. So let's just look at that real quick, because I want to show you in the Word. So 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. All right. For though we walk in the flesh, We do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Now, I think Pastor Mark alluded to this on Sunday. Strongholds are, it's just a mindset. It's a thought process. That's, again, it's not a wall. It's not something physical. It's in a mind, right? Anxiety is a stronghold. Depression is a stronghold, right? It's a stronghold. It's in your mind. And again, in context, it says it right here. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought. Is it every thought or every thought? Is it every thought? Okay, good. You guys were paying attention. Appreciate that. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, this is the trick, guys. Guys means both male and female in Stanton, Virginia. So don't be offended, my young ladies. Okay? All right. I had one. Forget that. Yeah, here we go. All right, so this is the key. Verse 6. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So this is what I do. Again, so I'm trying to give you tools. Right? So when you leave tonight, you can picture this and you can do this yourself. So when a stupid thought comes that I don't love my wife, then I need to take that thought, capture it, and then in my head, beat, obliterate it. Now, that's a big word for me, and I even butcher that one. But destroy it. I do love my wife. I do love my kids. Right? So when it comes to your thought process, you have to capture it and then blow it up. Amen? And then replace it with whatever scripture that you're dealing with. Right? So let's go to Philippians 4:4-8. And this is going to dovetail us into the rejoicing part. So again, tonight we're talking about how to protect my peace. The first one's what? It's through our what? Our imagination. Good job. The second one we'll get to just in a second. This is going to prelude right into it, and it's rejoicing. And again, this is Paul writing to the Philippians church. So again, Philippians chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, could we plug in the Lord is with us? Right? The Lord is at hand, or we are joined to, right? That's what the word peace means, right? We're joined to God in context. So again, I want to make sure we're staying in context here. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is with me. The Lord I am joined with. Okay? We see that. All right. Here we go. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Again, that word prayer just means communication, essentially, right? Just communication, just checking in. Again, just when you send that, well, I'm not going to, when the wife sends a four paragraph layer text, and then us men, husbands, we go, okay. Right? We don't say, okay, we just say, okay. So anyway, y'all get that tomorrow. So here we go. All right. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now again, so it takes our mind to protect our hearts. But the cool thing is how God set this thing up is our hearts protect what? Did I just read that? Here we go. Let's get this tonight. Let's get this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will what? Guard your hearts and what? Minds. Again, that word heart, it means your thought process, your mindset. and minds through what? Christ Jesus. So, we have to, on purpose, we have to protect our minds through our thought process. And if we do that, then our heart is now protected, which then will protect our minds. And so it's a life cycle, in a way, of protection. You see that? All right. You guys are getting quiet on me. I don't know if you're chewing or spitting. I don't know which, but... All right, here we go. So, I just alluded to it. So, again, how to protect my peace? Imagination. So, we just read the scripture. I'm not going to read it again, but Philippians 4, 4 through 8, rejoicing. Again, we got to rejoice. We got to re-energize. We got to recommit to getting ourselves into joy, because who promised us his joy? Jesus did. Amen. So, rejoice, Lord, always. Again, I will say rejoice. And again, we see David's life in 1 Samuel, where he had to, what? He had to strengthen himself, right? Again, he had his men were going to want to kill him, but he had to strengthen himself. So if David had to do that, and of course he was old covenant, he didn't have what we have today, but we have to do the same thing, right? This is why I just encourage you, again, your first thing when you wake up, man, you need to shut out that city, call out that, and just go right into the things of God. Amen? So, here we go. So, last one, how to protect my peace. So again, the first one was what? So to protect my peace, we got to what? The first one, imagination. We got to make sure our imagination, our mindset, our thought process is godly. The second one is what? How to protect my peace is what? Rejoicing. Be thankful. Say, Lord, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you that I can be a blessing to my neighbors, be a blessing to you. I can bring heaven to earth, right? Right? Again, guys, we have to see ourselves as change agents. That we connect heaven and we're the go-between from heaven to earth. Amen? That's who we are. So I call this humbly hungry. Because again, and I'm not making fun of worship songs. Again, that's not my heart here. But so many songs are just, oh, we just hunger after you, God. Oh, God, we just thirst after you. Well, Jesus said, I've already given you something to drink. So get saved if you're that hungry and thirsty. That's another one. But this is why to be humbly hungry is just, you know, Lord, I just want you. We sung the two songs, and I'm, y'all can help me. Robert, you can yell. Yeah, rest with us. And what was the other one? Cornerstone. And I promise you, I'm not going to sing to you because you will leave. I praise God that he gave us the scripture to make a joyful noise. I follow right in that camp. All right. This is why that little baby, I'm the one that messes up the worship song. And the worship leader is like, gosh, Jason, just shut your mouth. So anyway, here we go. Humbly hungry to seek. And again, so when I say hungry, this is a heart attitude of, Lord, it's just you and me to join. Peace, to join. It's just you and me. You are my cornerstone. You're the only thing that I need. That's it. Humbly hungry to seek in order to find. Matthew 7:7. Seek. So again, we know the scripture, guys. So what's it say? There's three components to Matthew chapter 7. It's what? Seek and you will find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask and you will. That's Christianity. Right? That's how you receive from heaven. Seek, knock, ask. Well, I guess it could be ask is first. Ask, seek, knock. So ask is prayer. Ask is, Lord, I need this in my life. I want this. I need this to propel, go over here. So I say it out of my mouth, right? Faith is voice activated, right? Faith is voice activated. So I ask. And then as out of a humble heart to seeking part, I seek. And then the Lord will always have us something to do. Faith without works is dead. So there will always be a work. It could, again, if I need a financial miracle, for lack of a better phrase, then more than likely the Lord's going to have me seed us to sow money, right? And so this is where there will always be an action to what you, in the faith realm, always. Again, this is why when you pray for people, is if you get them to do something, it's healed. Because they're putting faith into the action, and that split second when they lift their arm because they couldn't before, it was painful, that split second, that's when the healing manifests, and that here we go. Again, like with Colby, hey, Colby, just shake my hand. He trusted God enough that he shook my hand and squeezed. Now, that first 2 seconds, he was about to punch me. I didn't tell you that part. But he was sweating. But as soon as I told him to go harder, that's when it manifested. Amen. God is good. Here we go. So the word seek is to be about, desire, to seek by thinking, meditating. And you see how this works, guys? It's right here. But it's a heart attitude of, God, it's just you and me. Last one, how to protect my peace. Daily encounters. Acknowledge, Jude 1:6. Let's turn there real quick. So Jude 1:6, again, you guys know the scripture. I'm sorry, I told you wrong. I apologize. It's Philemon 1:6. Philemon, my bad. Jude's good too, but Philemon's better. For where we're going, I apologize. I wrote the wrong scripture down. I'll get on my assistant for that, so don't you worry. Philemon 1:6 is that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So again, this is why spending that morning time with the Lord, when you first wake up, you should do it, go to bed too, because now your spirit is activated when you sleep. And you dream and you have visions, and because your spirit is activated. But again, you say, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, you're acknowledging the things of God. And so again, this is why we're talking about daily encounters. So again, to protect my peace, it's my imagination, number one. Rejoicing, number two. Daily encounters is three. This is how I protect my peace. If you hang out with God all day, just think about that. If I hung out with God all day, I had an awareness of him everywhere I went. I went to work, I picked up the kids, I made dinner, we played baseball outside, but I'm just aware of his presence. Do you think that would work for most of us? Yeah. But again, the enemy wants us to not think about that, not to be aware of that, to concern ourselves with the daily things. And again, I understand we have daily things to do. We get to work. We get to be a blessing, right? We got to pick up the kids in baseball and football, yes. But just being mentally aware of him, that when you do come up to pick up little Johnny from baseball practice, and again, you see a guy you haven't seen since school. Hey, that's Big John. So we got Johnny, and then we have Big John. Hey, Big John, haven't seen you in a while. And again, and just the Lord will work through you. Hey, how's your mom doing? And the Lord tells you, well, she's not doing good, but tell Big John that his mom's going to be okay. That diagnosis, it's a lie. And tell John it's going to be okay. Hey, John, haven't seen you in a couple years. Man, your mom doing good, because I just want to let you know that your mom's going to be okay. And then he starts breaking down, crying. Because, again, you allow God, just because you're aware of him, just to be a blessing. Again, we tell our kids this all the time in youth. how to be a blessing to their teachers and their classmates, and to be led. Phenomenal testimonies. Just young people. Just everyday stuff at the lockers, in the gym, on the baseball team. Amen. You guys were great listeners. So real quick, how do we protect our peace? Again, it starts with our imagination, your thought process, rejoicing, and then daily encounters. And a part of that daily encounter is acknowledging of who you are in Christ. Amen. Amen. And I just want to, I shared this with the youth, but again, this should be your heart set right here, is to bring heaven to earth. That's who I am. Again, I'm a change agent. That's who I am. Father, we thank you so very much for this evening. And Father, I thank you for bodies being touched, completely healed and set free. And Father, I thank you that tonight's message, it will help solidify in our hearts and in our minds that it is vital to protect our mind and our thought process. Not let it to run wild, but we take the authority that's there to stop it and to replace with your word. And Father, I thank you so much for this congregation, that Valdosta continues to be changed from glory to glory to glory, that Lowndes County is on the map, that the devil knows the people that are in this room, that when they wake up, the hellish alarms are sent forth, that these people are awake. And so, Father, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just being awesome and on our behalf today. We give you all the praise and adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast today. We trust you received a word from God. If you enjoyed this teaching, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. By subscribing, you'll be sure to receive a new message every week as soon as they are made available. And if you'd like to learn more about Anchor Faith Church, you can stop by our website at anchorfaithvaldosta.com. There you'll find our locations and service times, ministries that are available for you and your family. You can even give financially in support of the ministry. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on the Anchor Faith Church podcast.